Yo, what's up, world? Rick AG speaking. And I just want to talk about that game I just watched. The Utah Jazz defeating the Oklahoma City Thunder. Moving on to face the Houston Rockets in the second round. Man, I cannot believe that OKC couldn't get the job done. I hate to say it, but I'm starting to think it might be Russell Westbrook, man. Now, I can't say it's Russell Westbrook because, you know, he got the help that he needed, but the damn help didn't seem to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Paul George, Ball Dot. I think it's time for him to go ahead and hang it up pretty soon, man. I mean, I know he got the Jordan number nines coming out. Representing this win at Syracuse. Unfortunately, unless he just get lucky next year, I just don't see him hoisting that Larry O'Brien trophy in no time soon. He's a great player, Hall of Famer. But, you know, like Charles Barkley, you know what I'm saying, Karl Malone, people like that, he's going to be one of them. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad because he was drafted number 3. You know what I'm saying? In 2003, in that stellar draft class 2003, you know, LeBron got 3, Wade got 3. Hell, even the guy, Darko Milicic, he got 1, I think, with Detroit. And then Bosh, of course, got 3. Not 3, but 2, I meant. So the way I look at it, man, OKC had a damn good team. They just didn't know how to play together. And it showed in these playoffs. You know, y'all were the favorite to win the series. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of figured maybe they would have swept the Jazz. Not saying the Jazz ain't that good. They good. But Donovan Mitchell showed up. He showed up tonight. He showed up the whole series, all 6 games. So at the end of the day, hey, they deserve to win. They came out. They balled. They did what they were supposed to do. Ran the right plays. Played the right defense. Shut down the triple-double machine, Westbrook. But, let's be real. Houston number 1 for a reason. So, I ain't going to say the Jazz going to get swept. But I'm going to go with Houston probably 4-2. Jazz probably win 2 at home. But I think Houston going to handle their business. So that's what it is. And honestly, I feel like Houston, they deserve to go to the finals this year. I mean, they stepped their game up. They did what they were supposed to do. So I got Houston and Golden State in the finals. Toss up on who gonna win, in my opinion, because Houston can come out, shoot the lights out. But if Curry come back, then, you know, Golden State, they gonna do what they do, you know what I'm saying? So, like Charles Barkley said on NBA on TNT the other night, Golden State, I don't think they gonna win the finals without Curry playing. So, hopefully this series they got going on will be good. Hopefully they don't just sweep New Orleans again, because New Orleans did the damn thing when they swept Portland. But Golden State, they still a juggernaut, injured players or not, you know what I'm saying? They still got a bunch of shooters, and they still got some good defensive players. Draymond Green, a beast out there. So, I'm predicting Golden State, New Orleans series, probably go 5 or 6. Won't go 7. But either 5 or 6, and Golden State, no win. And I'm predicting the Jazz and the Rockets to go maybe 5, 6, maybe even 7. Because the way Utah played, you can't doubt them anymore. The boys ready to play. So with that being said, now we're going to head over to the East. LeBron done got their ass whooped tonight. But I think they're going to come out ready to play. Desperation mode in Cleveland on Sunday. And I think LeBron, though, they ain't going to blow the Pacers out, but they're going to sweep by with a W. and go on ahead and face Toronto. That's going to be a good series because Toronto has improved since the last time they played the Cavs. And then with the Bucks and the Celtics, my heart say Bucks and my mind say the Celtics because the Celtics are more experienced when it comes to this playoff. But I would love to see the Bucks upset the Celtics and move on because I think Milwaukee versus Philadelphia will be a great series. You know, Giannis versus Joel, I think that'll be a damn good series. Must-see TV. You know what I'm saying? But in all that's your attitude, I think Boston's going to pull it out. So it's probably going to be Boston versus Philadelphia. But I give Philadelphia a shot to beat Boston because Boston is playing without Kyrie right now. And Kyrie is one of the biggest reasons why they was the shit in the regular season. So if Boston do beat Milwaukee on Sunday, whenever they play, I think Philadelphia will win that series in 7 games. I think the process is working. And Joel Embiid, I don't think he's going to get LeBron to come there. But I can see another big name player going to Philadelphia. Because Philadelphia, they went from like having 10 wins to like 56. So at the end of the day, I think they're going to be straight. And then with the Toronto Raptors, they number one team, but shit, man. If LeBron lock in, he'll take down another number one team. That's what he did with the Hawks in 2015. The Hawks were number one in the East until they ran into the Cavs. They got swept. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I ain't worried about it. If LeBron win this series he playing in now, I believe he going to the final. Because I don't think it's going to be any team that can stop him. You know. But if he don't win the series, hella questions. Is he going to stay in Cleveland? Is he going to try to get somebody else to come to Cleveland? Is he going to go to Philadelphia? Is he going to talk to Magic Johnson and talk about going to L.A.? We won't know until the end of the series. But my NBA Finals pick, Cavs versus Warriors 4 again. And if Steph Curry isn't playing, Cavs, if Steph Curry is playing, then Warriors. And that's going to be one more shooter to the 3 they already got in Klay, Dre, and KD. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, still shocked that OKC couldn't get the job done. Feel bad for Westbrook because now he going to take the brunt of the blame. But it is what it is. He going to bounce back, man, you know, go home, chill with his wife and son, and just go back to the drawing board. Hope y'all had a good night. Hope y'all enjoy the games. And y'all be easy. Bet. Rike out.